stocks, bonds, ETFs, straight out of downtown Chicago. This is Zach's Market Edge.
Welcome to Zach's Market Edge, the podcast about investing in your life. I'm your host, Tracy Reinick, and this week I'm again joined by Nina Mishra, Director of ETF Research here at Zacks and also the editor of Zacks Income Investor. But we're not here today to talk about either ETFs or income stocks, actually. No, it's even a more intriguing topic of kind of what's happening in India and how can I, as a U.S. investor, cash in on what's going on over there, because a lot of U.S. companies are now getting a foot in the door over in what is one of the largest economies in the world. Nina actually just got back from a trip to India, so we were kind of talking about it on the side here in the office, and she was talking about all the changes she saw, things that are going on over there, so I wanted to have her back on. Because about a year ago, she and I talked about everything that was hopefully going to happen in India. Prime Minister Modi was pushing through some of his economic reforms, and a lot of people thought that would lead to an opening up of India's economy in numerous ways, especially on the retail side. And that appears to be happening. Welcome, Nina.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to start with Apple because you and I were kind of talking about them right off the top because I didn't realize this. They are actually going to be manufacturing the iPhone in India. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, I read that they are almost near a deal with the Taiwanese company to start manufacturing in India. So they are tying up with the Taiwanese manufacturer. In fact, the first phase is likely to start at the end of March itself. That will pave the way for Apple to open their own stores in India because right now they sell through third parties through a network of Indian-owned distribution companies. So the government wanted them to start manufacturing in India before giving them permission to open their own stores.
Okay, so that was something we did talk about the last time where...
Yes.
You can't just go over there and be like, you know, you can't be like, I'm here, I'm opening up my Apple store and we're going to just sell everything. They do have these regulations and rules where certain things have to be built over there. So that restrained a lot of these companies from going in there with especially like tech gadgets and things. So now Apple is going to make the investment to go in there with partners or whatever and manufacture. Mm-hmm. But I was reading that the iPhone represents just about 2% of India's cell phone market. And like Samsung has the largest share at 25% right now. So it seems like they're really kind of behind the curve of getting in there.
So Apple sees India as a very important market for them because the growth is picking up and it's picking up from such a small base because the current market share is so small. And that is because iPhones are, you know, still very expensive considering the median income in India. And China was a very important market for Apple, but growth in China, smartphone sales growth in China is slowing down. And India is now picking up, the smartphone market is picking up. And in fact, it is projected that India is going to overtake the U.S. as the second largest smartphone market after China. I read that last year, so smartphone shipments in India increased 18% compared to just 3% all over the world. So they see that pace of growth there, so that is why that is an important market for them, for Apple. And incomes in India are growing, so looking at the longer-term picture, it's an important market for them, and that can go threat many times. So I think this move of manufacturing in India, they have asked for some tax and trade-related concessions from the government, and I think Modi government would be willing to, you know, give those trade tax concessions to them. So
will that keep the costs down then? So in India, you're not going to be...
Yeah, that should reduce the cost.
Okay, so you're not going to be paying like $500 for the iPhone in India. It'll be, say, $300.
That's possible.
Okay.
It depends upon how much tax concessions they get, but it will probably be lower than what it is in the U.S.
Okay, but I was reading, and you just said that it's really hard just because the incomes are lower to get anybody to pay $300 for like an iPhone, because most of the smartphones are under $100. Is that right?
Yes, those Android phones, cheaper phones, smartphones with limited functions, they are very, very popular in India, and that market has been growing a lot. But there's a lot of income disparity in India too. So there is, a population of rich people, ultra-rich people who will be buying these iPhones.
Right. So they are going a little bit more for the niche market of the expanding, I guess you would say, middle and upper middle class and the rich who want to get the status of the iPhone in India. But that could be a big market.
As of now, and then they're also looking at the longer growth picture as well.
Right. As the middle class expands, there's a bigger, real big market there, possibly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Apple, this will be an interesting development of Apple, really getting in there. Because as you said, this is going to be the second largest smartphone market they expect this year in the world. So you got to go where the customers are. Okay, so let's switch gears and talk about another real hot company that also appears to be getting into India, but we don't have a lot of details, and that's with Tesla. I guess Elon Musk just tweeted out in February of this year that they may go to India by mid-2017. But what does that mean? I don't know. How big would the market be there for Tesla cars?
Yeah, again, initially the market is going to be very small. And as you mentioned, it was just a tweet in reply to a question, and he mentioned about a possible summer launch. But I read somewhere that they had actually started taking orders for their Model 3 sedan last year itself, from when they are going to launch and when they are going to start production. That is not clear as of now. And currently the market for Tesla is going to be really, really small in India. But when Prime Minister Modi was here, he had visited Tesla factory in California, and they had discussed the use of renewable energy also. And after some time, Elon Musk had tweeted that India would be a great manufacturing base for lithium ion batteries as well. So we see some kind of, collaboration or some kind of launch. Maybe they'll be launching the car, and maybe they'll start manufacturing the batteries in India. But I think Tesla is also looking at India as one of the potential high growth market in the coming years.
Yeah, I saw a lot of conspiracy theories on the internet about possibly Tesla, which is going to build a big Asian plant. They've already announced that it would be, several billion dollars. It would be a big facility. Mm-hmm. That instead of putting it in China, that India might be in play to get that plant now. I don't know. These are just the rumors. I'm not making any news here, but this is like what people are speculating on out there.
China still has a lot of regulatory restrictions. And India, after Modi took over as the prime minister, the country has been opening up for big companies because they're trying to encourage foreign investment in India. And when Modi was elected about 3 years back, some people expected for really big bang reforms. And those investors are disappointed by the pace of launch of those reforms. But I think the things are going slowly and steadily, which is good. And the government is, as of now, they are committed to reforms, which should be good for longer-term growth of the country.
Okay, so going off of those reforms and what's going on, getting the internet and Wi-Fi to more people has been one issue over there, I know, over the last couple of years. And a lot of people have been trying to figure it out how to get it, to more areas and more of the population there in India. And I know at least a year ago, maybe it was even a little bit longer than that, Facebook offered to give free internet to everybody. But, they weren't being totally, altruistic there. They know that if they get everybody onto the internet, then they might be on their Facebook page. So, but that was kind of rejected. And now there's been a lot of data growth in the data companies. And I was reading about how they're all at war with each other and they're giving out like 6 free months of Wi-Fi just to get more customers and all of that's going around. So it sounds like they're already expanding it. As more people get the smartphones, people are demanding to get the Wi-Fi now in more places. So this just doesn't seem to be a problem for Facebook and those kinds of internet-based companies quite as much anymore. Is that true?
So, yes, as you mentioned that Facebook was trying to give this free, they called it the free basics app. So it was giving, they had partnered with certain telecom networks and that that free basics would have provided free access to Facebook and some other news and health-related websites. But there are telecom companies and internet providers in India. They said that this goes against net neutrality. So that means that internet should be internet access should be treated the same. It's not that you provide free access to certain websites like Facebook and WhatsApp and no free access to other websites. So that is why that proposal was rejected by the government of India. I think that came as a setback to Facebook. In fact, looking at the numbers, I mean, India has a population of about 1.25, 1.3 billion. The internet access is really limited. As of now, only about 18 million phones have broadband access, but many people access internet on their smartphones. About 150 million people, they are mobile broadband subscribers. So most people, they access Facebook and WhatsApp on their smartphones. I saw that both those apps are really, really popular in India, particularly WhatsApp, because it gets you free text service, free group messaging, and you can also make free calls. I mean, even international calls you can make on WhatsApp without any cost. And I remember till a couple of years back, international calls used to be very expensive in India. So that is good for people, and that is why Facebook, WhatsApp, both they have seen a lot of growth in India, and in fact, I read some of the numbers which Facebook had revealed some time back. So at the end of the second quarter last year, I read that India was the second largest user of Facebook with about 155 million monthly active users. And of those, 77 million logged in almost every day. And they said that India could become a larger market for them than the U.S. in the coming years.
Wow. Because I hear numbers like this, and I think, you know, everybody believes Facebook has to get into China to get that growth. But for right now, no. All they have to do is grow their base in India.
They tried in China, and they did not succeed.
So, with all the problems that go on over there and the censorship and all that stuff, who cares about China? Just focus on India. But we'll see. We'll see going forward. But, I mean, obviously they're in there, so that's going to be a huge market for them. Okay, let's switch to Amazon, because we also mentioned this when we were just chatting when you first came back, that, you know, Amazon, they have put a huge push into India. For those who don't know, they've spent about $5 billion now, and they're opening up big distribution facilities. They're going to bring the Alexa-powered Echo, apparently, this year into India. They just had, I saw this little tidbit, they just had the Great Indian Sale, which was a three-day sale from January 20th to the 22nd, and they saw over 200% growth versus a normal day in like tier one, two, and tier three cities, as they call them. And that, I guess, they only normally see sales like that when it's either New Year's or Diwali sales. So that's like huge. And so what are the odds of Amazon? Like, what's really going on over there? Because they do have a lot of competition. They have Flipkart and Snapdeal, I was reading. And then Alibaba's in there too. So how, when you were over there, do you see people using Amazon now? Are they ordering from them, or what? Where does that kind of stand?
Yes. In fact, I myself shopped at Amazon.and, the Indian website, and it's an excellent website. It was a great shopping experience. And, you know, digital payments in India are picking up right now. Not many people have, you know, credit cards and all that.
Yeah.
For them, cash on delivery is an option. And you also, if you change your mind, then you can refuse delivery. With that, and with the investment that Amazon has made in India, they have invested $5-6 billion recently, and there was no Amazon website in India until about 3 years back.
So, okay.
They launched about 3 years back, and now they are among the top three players, in fact. And some people say that they are the number two player now in the e-commerce market. They may be within striking distance of the leader, Flipkart.
So do you actually see Amazon? How do they deliver? Do they deliver via the trucks like they do in the U.S.? Like, I see Amazon trucks occasionally on the streets here in Chicago, and I know that they're doing deliveries. There's like little vans that, you know, you see driving around. Do you see that in India too? Or do they deliver all different ways, like by bike, or how do they get everybody their stuff?
On motorcycles and scooters.
They
have tied up with local, you know, couriers.
And,
so people will call you whether you are at home, and then they will deliver your package on a scooter. So that's interesting. And
Do you get it? Do you get it as fast as here in the States?
Yeah, very fast. Yes.
Okay.
Within 2-3 days.
Wow.
And if you are a Prime member here, you get free delivery in India, so you can use your brand membership in India. So that was another good thing for me. Like, whatever I shop, I could get free delivery on all those.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
now, what are people really buying over there?
You know, Amazon also tried in China, but they could not make much progress because Alibaba controls almost
90%
of the market, e-commerce market in India, in China or something like that. So after, you know, being disappointed in China, I think they also see that India could become a good big market for them. And again, because the population is more than 1.2 billion, but right now there are only about 30 million online shoppers. So the current number is very small, but I read an article by there were some estimates by Goldman Sachs, and that said that the number is likely to grow 10 times in about 10 years. So the growth is going to be huge, and that is why they are battling for e-commerce market share in India. And they for streaming content also, after Netflix launched streaming services in India, Amazon also launched their own streaming services, so they have the original content.
That was my other question, if they were doing Amazon Video there now. I guess they are. They've launched that.
So both Netflix and Amazon both have launched their streaming services in India, and it seems the battle for streaming services is picking up. In fact, Netflix recently signed up with one of the, you know, superstars of Bollywood, Shah Rukh Khan, and I looked at the monthly subscription charges. It's not cheap. It was about $10 in terms of rupees. So that's almost the same as their cheapest plan in India. But again, Amazon and Netflix, they had tried to get into China, but due to, you know, tougher regulatory regime in India, they see that probably it would be easier to access the fast growing market in India. So that's why they launched their video services in India also after Netflix launched. Of course, broadband speed is a problem there, so I'm not sure how efficient the streaming is as of now, or maybe just cable is more popular in India. currently, but I think in the coming years, as broadband services improve, then these two providers are going to better it out.
Yeah. Now, the Netflix agreement with the Bollywood star, is that to make new original content, I'm assuming?
They are planning to make some of the original content.
Okay.
I have not read very much about that later.
Yeah.
But
you're not into the Bollywood? You're not. That's not your... Because I know that Netflix has a history kind of going into countries and trying to get the local talent to, you know, make the original content. And it does seem to be working for Netflix. So that makes sense.
Yes,
and India's got such a great history with the whole Bollywood and the, you know, big acting community and all of that. So it makes sense that they would go in.
In addition to original content, you know, India has a large proportion of English speaking population, because they teach English in primary schools, elementary schools, and middle schools in India. So that is why even the American TV content, because people can understand. So that's probably is also pretty popular in India.
I've read that India is now the second largest English-speaking country after the U.S. So that seems like that is also another reason why this could be a really big market for both Amazon Video and Netflix.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so Prime is launched, I saw, in 100 cities now in India, and you can get Prime if you're in Prime Amazon US if you're in India. Can you get Netflix if you're in Netflix America and you go to India, or no?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
If you're a Netflix subscriber here, you cannot get the same content in India. You will have to sign for their services separately.
Okay, I'm just curious whether or not you could. Okay, so we've covered a lot of these. These are like the big kind of techie names, content making, social media, and then all revolving around the phone other than Tesla, which is a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Still, a lot has to do with, you know, the infrastructure and getting that broadband and the Wi-Fi built out and, you know, and even on the delivery side with Amazon and all of that, the infrastructure of the streets and the roads and all of that. Yeah. Is there progress being made on those fronts too, like from a, you know, Indian domestic standpoint? Are these companies that are going in there, and even the Indian-based companies too, really pushing the government to improve the infrastructure?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of improvement in infrastructure and internet services also. But the thing is that because of political issues and other issues, the progress has been rather slow. But I think, you know, India started this demonetization drive recently. You must have heard about all
Oh, yeah, the thing with the money. Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, they'll be able to, I think it's a short-term pain, but they will be able to curb corruption and black money and tax evasion to a large extent. And that also encourages digital payments, moving towards a cashless. They're trying to move towards a cashless society.
Yeah.
So if they are able to curb corruption and tax evasion, probably they will be able to spend a lot more on infrastructure and other government programs. So I think the longer-term picture looks really positive. But in the shorter term, there may be some pain and issues. Now, recently, inflation fell to a five-year low in India. So with that, the central bank will be able to, you know, cut rates in order to boost growth, and that is also going to be really positive for the economy, because inflation and corruption, those were the two main issues which had been plaguing the Indian economy for a long time.
So since you did just get back, what is your take on the Indian economy right now? Like, how does 2017 look? Is it hot? Is this, you know, an area, seems like an area I really want to be in? And I've wanted to be in China for years, but now I'm having double, you know, questioning my thoughts on that, and that maybe the place I really want to be, where the big growth could come in the next couple of years even, is in India. Is that what you were seeing when you were there?
Yeah, I totally agree. I saw a lot of, you know, optimism in the country.
Okay.
Because earlier people used to think that things just don't work because corruption is so much entrenched in the system. But now people have hope that, you know, things will things have started working, they will work. And because of this cash crunch, I saw that the IMF had recently reduced the growth rate for India slightly. They have not really cut for the current year. But looking at the longer term picture, India remains one of the fastest growing, the fastest growing major economy in the world. So that is where the growth is, and you know, in terms of demographic dividend, also India is much better than China. And if the government remains committed to reforms that they have promised, then I think the longer term picture remains really positive.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really positive on it, and that's why I feel like, you know, there are Indian companies that you can invest in too, but the ones we covered here today kind of give you a way to get into India without having to buy an Indian company. You can buy these other U.S. companies. And just to recap what ones we talked about, even though they're pretty obvious ones and big names, but I'll recap them. We had Apple, which is ticker APPL. We had Tesla, TSLA. Facebook is FB. Amazon, AMZN. I had to think of it there for a moment. We also had Netflix, NFLX. And if you want to play the Amazon competition there, there's always the Alibaba, which is a Chinese company, of course. BABA is the ticker there. But no, we're going to have you on again, Nina, to talk more about India, because I feel like this is a developing story, and a lot has been happening even just in the years since we last talked about it. And I feel like in another year, it's going to be even more interesting. So yeah, this is an area I really want to keep on the radar and keep talking about, because I feel like investors can, you know, get in on the ground level kind of when India seems to be taking off. So yeah, we'll have you on again. And everyone else who wants to listen to our podcast from a year ago on India can check that out. It's on SoundCloud.com, but I've heard rumors that something may be going on at SoundCloud and we might not have them for much longer. I don't know, but you can also find it on iTunes. So I definitely recommend checking it out on iTunes. And it was from like about March 2016. And it was also on India, called something like, Is It Finally Time to Buy India? I think was the name of it. But you can find us chatting about it over there about a year ago. And of course, you can also just subscribe over on iTunes and you'll get notified whenever one of the new Zach's Market Edge podcasts appears. So you don't want to miss out any. Definitely subscribe over there on iTunes. And I'll see you again next week with another episode of the Zach's Market Edge.